Today I am going to talk about appamada. Heedfulness, diligence. Handadani pikkhave amantayami wo vayadhamma sankhara appamadena sampadetha. You may heard these words. This is the last word of Buddha. Just before his passing away, he admonished the monks, saying that, "Now then, monks, I exhort you, all conditioned dhammas are subject to vanish. Strive on diligently." So this is the last word of Buddha to the beings. After this word, he entered the jhanas, starting from first jhana to the eighth. And after that, he descend again to the first jhana. Then again, he entered from first jhana to the fourth jhana. And finally, he passed away. So, appamadena sampadetha. You are hearing every day after observing the precepts. Appamadena sampadetha. I hope you understand what does it means. Appamadena sampadetha. Strive on diligently. During his lifetime also, during Buddha's lifetime also, every day, Buddha urged his disciples to strive with diligence. In 24 hours, Buddha took rest only for 2 hours. Rest of the time, he's teaching the beings. So he has the duties divided, the five duties, the five parts. The second one is the pachapata kitsa, the duty after lunch. So every day after lunch, in front of his chamber, the gandakuti, the fragrant chamber, he washed his feet. And after that, he stood up there for some time and admonished the monks, "Bhikkhave appamadena sampadetha." Monks, strive on diligently, because it is very difficult to arise enlightened one in the world. And it is very difficult to obtain the human life. And it is very difficult to be accomplished with sattva, faith and confidence. And it is very hard to renounce the worldly pleasures. And it is very hard to have an opportunity to listen to true dhammas. That is why when all those conditions are present, you should strive with diligence. So at that time, some monks would ask Buddha for the instructions to practice, and Buddha would instruct them according to their temperament. So this is the daily routine of the Buddha after the lunch, the pachapata kitsa. So appamadena sampadetha, strive on diligently. The appamada, heedfulness, diligence, unforgetfulness, all the discourses Buddha has given during his lifetime for 45 years. So all those discourses sum up in just one word, the appamada. In the Tathagata Sutta, Buddha said that all wholesome states are rooted in diligence, converge upon diligence, and diligence is declared to be a chief among them. The example given, like among the beings, the footprint of elephant is the biggest. So the footprint of all living beings fit into the footprint of elephant. The elephant's footprint is declared to be the chief among them in terms of size. So too, appamada, the diligence, is declared to be the chief among all wholesome states. When one is diligent, one will develop and cultivate noble eightfold path. So appamada, the diligence, is a key to practice noble eightfold path, to develop the Logia Kusala, the mundane wholesomeness, and also to attain the Lokuttara Kusala, the supramundane wholesomeness. At one time, when Buddha was residing in Savatthi, the king Kosala, the king Pasenadi Kosala, come to visit him and said to him, "Is there any one quality that keeps both kinds of benefits secure? Benefits in this life and benefits in lives to come, in the future life?" Then Buddha replied, "Yes, there is one quality that keeps both benefits, both kinds of benefits, benefits in this life and benefits in the future life, secure." Then the king asks again, "What is that one quality which keeps off the benefits?" Then the Buddha replied, "It is the appamada, the heedfulness, the diligence. This is the one quality that keeps both benefits secure." So to understand the appamada, heedfulness, first we should know about the appamada, heedlessness, forgetfulness, negligence. Pamada and appamada are two opposite things. So what is the appamada? Pamada is, in Pali it said, cittasa vasaggo vasakanupadana. It means leaving the mind uncontrolled. Vasakanupadana, leaving the mind uncontrolled again and again. So that is the pamada, negligence. Sera Upandita would explain, pamada, negligence, is negligence to abstain from what should be abstained, and negligence to observe what should be observed. The failure to abstain what should be abstained, and failure to observe what should be observed. That is the pamada. Then appamada is the opposite of pamada. So appamada is a diligence to abstain from what should be abstained, and diligence to observe what should be observed, that is apamada. And this pamada and apamada, they are of three types: the gross form of pamada, medium type of pamada, and refined pamada. Same way, apamada is also three types: the gross type of apamada, the medium type of apamada, and the refined type of apamada. So what is that gross type of apamada? Negligence. Negligence that permits to perform dusaritas, the misconducts. Kaya dusarita, vachi dusarita, mano dusarita, the misconducts, the 10 types of misconducts, 3 physical misconducts, 4 verbal misconducts, and 3 mental misconducts. You already know about those 10 kinds of misconducts. So leaving the mind uncontrolled in these 10 types of misconducts is a gross type of pamada, negligence. And these misconducts cause harm to ourselves and to others. People do these misdeeds because of not having sympathy for other beings, not having a power of moral shame and moral fear, and sometimes not knowing the consequences of these misconducts. And when people do misconducts, they do it again and again. So that is the pamada, because they are not doing for just one time, they are doing again and again. So not avoiding these 10 types of misconducts is a gross type of pamada. And because people are not avoiding these misconducts, then they are forgetting, they forget to perform good deeds, good conducts, the wholesome deeds. So forgetting to perform wholesome deeds, good conducts, is also a coarse, gross type of pamada. If people have sympathy for others, if they put themselves in another's position, if they have a moral shame and a moral fear, and if they know the bad consequences of their actions, for sure they will avoid doing these misconducts. So avoiding or not doing these misconducts is a gross type of apamada, diligence. When he is avoiding these unwholesome deeds, then he start to do the wholesome deeds, the sucharitas, the good conducts. He will perform good conducts by knowing the good conducts brings the good benefits. So performing, not forgetting to perform the good conducts, is the gross type of apamada, gross type of diligence. So that is why Buddha said in the Appamatta Sutta from Anguttara Nikaya that monks, you should be diligent in four situations. What are those four situations? Give up the bad conducts. Give up the bad conducts by body, speech, and mind, and also give up the wrong view. And develop the good conducts by body, speech, and mind, and also develop right view. So don't neglect these things. One who is diligent in giving off the bad conducts and developing the good conducts, one does not fear death in future life. So, not forgetting, avoiding bad conducts, not forgetting doing good conducts is a gross type of appamatta diligence. And the second is the medium type of negligence, pamada. Negligence in restrain mind in sensual pleasures. Panchasu kamagunesu cittasa vasako vasakanupadana. That is the medium type of negligence, pamada. Leaving the mind on control in sensual pleasures, kama guna, sensual pleasures which bound the people who are attached to it. There are five types of sensual pleasures: the desirable, attractive, charming visible objects, sounds, smells, tastes, and tangible objects. So kama guna, kama is a sensual desire or the sense objects, and guna is they bind the people. So when people see the desirable visible objects, if he is not careful, if he is not mindful, he would be attached to it. He does not want to let it go. So this desirable visible object binds him. That is why it is called kama guna, the sensual pleasures. Same goes to the other desirable objects, sounds, smells, tastes, and the tangible objects. So the medium type of negligence is letting the mind move freely on the sensual pleasures continuously, not controlling at all. Although people are able to abstain from dukkharitas, the unwholesome deeds, but most of them are fail to restrain their mind from the sensual pleasures. If people are able to restrain their mind from sensual pleasures, then it is said to have a medium type of appamatta, medium type of diligence. In the world, all beings come into contact with these sensual pleasures. People in the outside world, people who are practicing meditation, both come into contact with these sensual pleasures. We cannot avoid these sensual pleasures, the visible objects, sounds, smells, tastes, and tangible objects. We cannot avoid. Every time we come into contact with these objects. So what is the difference between people not practicing and people practicing when both of them come into contact with these sensual pleasures? For ordinary people who are not practicing, they leave their mind uncontrolled. They do not practice restraint. So there is no limit in their desires. They are craving all the time. When they come into contact with some desirable visible objects, etc., they will have a craving for it. Vedana paccaya tanha, the feeling leads to craving. And later on, because they are not mindful, they are not careful, they will have more and more craving. So this craving leads to clinging. Tanha paccaya upadanam. The craving grows to clinging. But for the people who are practicing meditations, people are practicing meditation in order to be free from tanha craving, in order to be free from defilements. So for meditators, when they come into contact with these sensual pleasures, because they are mindful, they are very careful, they does not let the desire, the craving arise. If in case the craving arises, they note it immediately. So for the meditators, the sensation leads to wisdom, vedana paccaya paññā. The sensation leads to wisdom. The craving is replaced by wisdom. And since there is no craving, there is no tanha, then there is no clinging, upādāna. So that is the difference between people not practicing and people practicing when both come into contact with the sensual pleasures. That is why during the practice, whenever we come to contact with sensual pleasures, sensual objects, we should note and observe it very carefully. We should always be focusing on focusing the present objects arising at that time. We should restrain our sense faculties so that the kilesa will not arise. If we could not restrain our sense faculties, we lose mindfulness and kilesa will arise one after another. That is why, especially during walking meditation, it is very important to restrain our eye faculty. We should not look here and there. We should not look far. Although we are trying to restrain our faculties, But unfortunately, if we come to see or if we come to hear, then we should be able to know it very quickly. We should not let these kilesas a chance to enter into our mind. So, leaving the mind in five types of sensual pleasures uncontrolled again and again is the medium type of negligence, pamada. Not leaving the mind uncontrolled in those sensual pleasures is the medium type of diligence, apamada. Those people who arose the coarse and medium forms of apamada diligence to avoid misconducts and restrain the mind, they will gain the benefits of self-control. Buddha talked about one living in the negligence and one living in diligence. In Pamada Vihari Sutta, dwelling diligently. Buddha said that if one dwells negligently, without restraint over the eye faculty, ear faculty, nose faculty, tongue faculty, and body faculty, the mind is soiled among the forms of visible objects, sounds, smells, tastes, and tangible objects. If the mind is soiled, there is no pamoja, no gladness. And when there is no gladness, there is no piti, rapture. And when there is no piti, rapture, there is no tranquility. And when there is no tranquility, there is suffering. And the mind of a person who suffers does not become concentrated, means there will not there is no samadhi, concentration. And when mind is not concentrated, the psychophysical phenomena do not become manifest. Because the psychophysical phenomena do not become manifest, that person is called Pamada Vihari, dwelling negligently. But in the other hand, if one dwells with restraint over the faculties, the five faculties, one's mind is not soiled, so there will be pamoja, gladness. If there is pamoja, gladness, then piti arise. When piti arise, the mind become tranquil. So there is no suffering. The person who is not suffered, his mind will be very calm and collected. There will be concentration. And when there will be concentration, one will see the psychophysical phenomena in very clear-cut manner, And that person is called the Appamada Vihari, a person dwelling diligently. So I hope the meditators here are all the Appamada Vihari, dwelling diligently. So this Appamada is a very Appamada is an essence in Buddha's teaching. In Dhammapada, Buddha said that do not give way to heedlessness. Do not indulge in sensual pleasures. Only the heedful and meditative attain great happiness. So heedfulness, appamada, is a very important factor. That is the second medium type of appamada. And the third type of appamada is the refined appamada and the refined appamada. And this refined appamada and appamada concerns the practicing yogis, the practicing meditators. Failure in observing every arising objects respectfully, meticulously, continuously is a refined type of appamada, negligence. Not forgetting in observing objects respectfully, continuously is a refined type of appamada diligence. Means if the meditators are able to note every arising objects, then it is said to have a refined type of diligence, appamada. People are practicing meditation in order to develop vipassana knowledges, the insight knowledges, stage by stage, and finally to realize the path and fruition knowledge, which cuts off the kilesa defilements to no return. So to do vipassana practice, first one must learn the correct method, and also one should know the benefits of practice so that satta, the fail, will be awakened. And one has to nurture this satta faith by means of practice. So during the practice, one should be very attentive on the objects presently arising at the six sense doors. One should be very active and alert and energetic. If one is active, alert, and energetic, one's noting mind will rush towards the object without delay. The mind will be collected on the object, and one will come to know the very true nature of that object. If one is able to observe observe the objects arising continuously, then one will be able to know the very true natures of objects in detail. And one will experience the benefits of practice. So that the one's sadda, the faith and confidence, becomes more stronger, it becomes firm than before. And so too the virya, effort, sati mindfulness, samadhi concentration, and panya wisdom, they slowly become stronger. When sadda become more stronger, one tries to put more effort in the practice. When one put more effort in the practice, one's mindfulness again becomes stronger and stronger. So too the samadhi concentration develop, and also the wisdom. So in noting the objects, there is no time for any thinking. Why it is? What is it? How is it? What will be next? So there is no time for this kind of thinking or analyzing. If one is thinking and analyzing regarding the objects at that moment, one will not be able to catch the present object. One loses mindfulness. One loses many, many present moments. So there will be a gap, a big gap between the observation. There will be a big gap between the notings. So when there will be a big gap, the defilements will enter very easily in the stream of consciousness. So instead of noting every arising objects very quickly, if one is thinking and analyzing regarding that object, then this is the refined type of negligence, pamada. And also during the practice, sometimes when the meditator, when one is experiencing the same thing every day, one starts to lose the interest in the practice. One may be expecting for the new things in the practice. One may wish for some miracles to happen. And sometimes one becomes confused in the practice. I am always noting this rising and falling movement of abdomen, and always observing, always knowing, always seeing the tension, pressure, movements, etc. The same thing happening all the time. So am I supposed to experience only this tension, pressure, movement? What are the things that I'm going to see or I'm going to know? So one starts to talk oneself. When all those things are happening in one's mind will not be clean, pure, and sharp. So one will not see the objects in clear-cut manner. One will not see the nature of objects in detail. That is why one should not be doing this. If one is doing this, that means there is a refined type of pamada, negligence. So in the practice, one just has to observe every object very carefully and continuously. One does not have a time for thinking or analyzing regarding the objects. One just need to grab the objects very quickly. If one is failed to do so, he is said to have a refined type of negligence. On the other hand, if one is able to catch, able to note, able to observe the objects very quickly, then he is said to have a refined type of diligence, appamada. In the practice, when one is able to note and observe the objects moment by moment, one gains the purity of mind. The more one practices behaving like a blind, deaf, dumb, and weak person, one's effort gets strengthened. This effort helps developing sati mindfulness. The mind becomes more clear and pure, and mind is more calm and collected on the object. One comes to see the true nature of the object more clearly and also in details. This causes one's satta or faith more strong, and one will have more desire to practice. One will put more effort, and so sati samadhi becomes stronger and stronger. The insight knowledges will arise stage by stage, one after another, starting from the nama-rupa pariccheda jnana, discernment of mind and body distinctly, up to the knowledge of equanimity about formations, sankharupeka jnana, and then to part and fruition knowledge. So once satta, virya, sati, samadhi, panya, these faculties becomes very strong, it will have a controlling power. So these faculties become the indriya, the controlling faculties. So to reach to this state, one should practice continuously, precisely, meticulously, respectfully. Then this is the refined type of appamada. So this refined type of appamada is very essential in the practice, in order to gain the insight knowledges and the bhatan fruition knowledge. In Patitita Sutta, the discourse on the established, Buddha said that when one quality is established, the five faculties are developed and well developed. Bhavitani, subhavitani. So what is that one quality? So again, that quality is the appamada, diligence, heedfulness. One guards his mind, regards to the things and the Dhamma associated with things. When his mind is guarded, the faculty of Satta, Viriya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya goes to the culmination of its development. So that is why the appamada, the refined type of appamada, is very important for the meditators. In the practice, one has to note the objects again and again, not just for one time. One must note and observe for the several times. If one is able to note and observe the objects several times, then that is also the refined type of appamada. If one is failed to note the objects several times, again and again, then that is the refined type of pamada. And during the practice, one should not do the stop and go noting. One should be noting continuously, not stop and go manner. A meditator should not be like a chameleon lizard. The chameleon lizard, when it goes to some places, on the way, it stops for many, many times before it reaches to its destination. It stops many, many times. It looks here and there and then go for take a few steps, then again stop here, look here and there. So it takes a long time to reach to the destination for this chameleon. So the meditators should not be like a chameleon. In Burma, the Siddhas always encourage the yogis, the meditators, that meditators should not be like a crow. Crow, it always look here and there, not stable. Yogis should not be like a crow, looking here and there all the time. So if yogi is looking here and there, if yogi is practicing in stop and go manner, then that is the refined type of pamada. If yogi is making the continuous noting, then that is the refined type of appamada. And also, yogi should not reduce one's effort. Sometimes, some meditators practicing for some time, they experience something in the practice, they reach to some level, and after that, they think that, oh, I experienced this much, so that is enough. They start to reduce their effort, or they think to stop their practice before reaching the final goal. So reducing the effort before we reach the final goal is also the refined type of pamada, negligence. anicca durata, not reducing our effort. Making effort to the final destination continuously is the refined type of appamada. And also in the practice, we should have a determination. We should make a resolution. So making a resolution is also the refined type of appamada diligence. Not making resolution, not making determination is the refined type of pamada. And not developing Noble Eightfold Path in order to know the truth of suffering, in order to abandon the cause of suffering, in order to reach the cessation of suffering. So not developing this Noble Eightfold Path is also the refined type of negligence. On the other hand, developing the Noble Eightfold Path in order to know the truth of suffering, to abandon the cause of suffering, to reach to the cessation of suffering, is a refined type of diligence. And also in the practice, being lazy, slackening, when we meet some difficulties, that is also the refined type of negligence. And not having desire to practice is also the refined type of negligence. Exerting effort all the time, having desire for the practice, is the refined type of diligence, appamada. Therefore, the progress of practice is dependent on fulfilling refined appamada diligence. In Dhammapada, Buddha said that a person who delights in heedfulness and looks with fear at heedlessness will not fall. He is close to Nibbana. So, let us try our best to fulfill the refined diligence so that we reach to the Nibbana very easily and very quickly. That's all for today.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.